When something is beautiful, it can really make a difference for children and families during challenging times. On Monday, Starling Community Services in Cambridge celebrated the grand opening of two new Smile Zones in the Child and Parent Place (CAP) program, designed to support children and families with joyful, comforting, and interactive spaces. The not-for-profit organization provides children's mental health, employment, and housing services to more than 18,000 people of diverse identities within Waterloo Region and Wellington County. The Child and Parent Place (CAP) program helps separated, divorced parents and non-custodial parties maintain relationships with their children by offering a safe, child-focused and neutral environment for visits and exchanges. In a world where family dynamics are complex, where trauma, conflict and different circumstances can sometimes impact relationships, supervised parenting time plays an essential role in fostering healthier connections between children and their parents, while ensuring safety and well-being, said CAP supervisor Jenna Kersinska. The facelift that SmileZone provided offers a significant benefit for both parents and children who participate in our program. By transforming the environment into a more welcoming and positive space, SmileZone created an atmosphere that encourages connection and emotional well-being. SmileZone Foundation, a registered charity based in Oakville, is committed to improving the lives of children receiving medical treatment at health facilities across Canada. For children, Kersinska says the makeover at Starling Community Services provides a sense of comfort and security, helps to reduce stress, and aids in fostering a more relaxed and engaging environment for meaningful time with their parents. For parents, it offers the opportunity to bond in a setting that promotes positive communication that can help strengthen the parent-child relationship. Additionally, the thoughtfully designed space enhances the overall experience of supervised visits, making them more enjoyable and ultimately supporting healthier family dynamics and improved outcomes for children, Kersinska said. Donated with the support of local Tim Hortons restaurant owners, the Patey Scropolis family, the new Smile Zones were funded by over $28,000 raised through the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign. The colorful, fun Smile Zones offer a welcoming environment for families, making their time at CAP a little brighter. "Bright, fun and comforting are the words that come to my mind," said John Colangeli, CEO at Starling Community Services. "What you've given us is something very beautiful and something very lasting. It says to people you are important, you deserve dignity, you deserve beauty in your life, even though you are going through these rough times. That's really important, and I think that is the message you are sending to all of us and through SmileZone's work for families in this region." SmileZone builds are designed to transform spaces into vibrant, comforting environments that offer children a respite from their challenges by incorporating colorful murals, sensory activities, and interactive media. "We take pride in knowing that each zone is customized, accessible, and designed for children. We found that by adding colors, custom murals, gamification and technology, we can provide a much more enjoyable experience for children at a time when they are feeling most anxious," said SmileZone board member David Clanichon. SmileZone has transformed 400 spaces into Smile Zones across Canada, benefiting over 83 communities and reaching more than 340,000 children annually. "We are thrilled to bring these new Smile Zones to Starling Community Services, creating bright and welcoming spaces for children and families in Cambridge," Clanichon said. "Our goal is to provide an environment that brings joy and comfort to families during challenging times, and this would not have been possible without the incredible support of the Patey Scropolis family and the generous Tim Hortons community. We're excited to see the positive impact these Smile Zones will have on children's lives in this community." Johnny Patey, donor and Tim Hortons restaurant co-owner, says supporting the creation of the Smile Zones is incredibly meaningful for his family and for the Tim Hortons community. "My grandpa started the whole thing, then my parents, and now us. Hopefully we can keep this going and pass it on for generations and generations," Patey said on behalf of the Patey Scropolis family. "We are grateful to everyone who contributed through the Smile Cookie campaign, helping bring joy and comfort to children and families at Starling Community Services. It's inspiring to see how a simple act of kindness can positively impact young lives."